Hello, welcome to another edition of The Debate. I'm Kavit Atwe. Europe is in an uproar over U.S. spying 2 days after Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany telephoned President Obama to complain about the monitoring of her cell phone. She joined fellow European leaders at a summit meeting in Brussels last week in sending a delegation to the U.S. to seek answers, in addition to her own delegation. In this debate, we'll discuss which European countries are the latest to feel the sting of spying and look at statements from the top U.S. intelligence official contradicting President Obama and White House officials, saying that they were aware of spying on their allies.
The fallout from the eavesdropping by the U.S. National Security Agency on Europeans is growing larger. The issue has now made European officials demand response from Washington. Germany says it has sent a high-profile delegation to the U.S. over reports that the NSA has been spying on German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In Spain, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy explained to the parliament about a report that the NSA has been tapping on millions of telephone calls in the country.
The key is to clarify what happened and generate confidence, because without it, it's very difficult to work for the rights, liberties and security of our citizens. I hope we'll get this.
It appears that there are many others who believe NSA's bugging fiasco has badly damaged trust between the EU and the US.
Trust has to be rebuilt. We need to figure out why this kind of mass surveillance activity is happening and what kind of trust needs to be rebuilt.
Reactions to the controversy have also spread to the public. Several rallies have been held across Europe over the past days against the U.S. espionage.
We're here to demand a stop to espionage, not only by the NSA, but also our own intelligence. We are against the German law to preserve data. This is what the NSA is doing.
Reports over the NSA surveillance campaign against Europeans did put many Europeans into a state of shock. But now there are indications that Europe may be preparing to get a payback. Now media reports say that the EU is considering suspending a deal that provided access to the US to certain bank transfer data. The NSA spying on EU citizens emerged as a low-profile development until it burst into controversy after Merkel's phone tapping was revealed. The question now is why European leaders didn't turn a hair when they knew about the US spy agency's eavesdropping on millions of citizens, but showed immediate reactions only after Merkel's revelation. The answer to that is, of course, currently lost in the way that Europe defines the role of people in the power structure.
Let's find out what our guests think about that last question that was posed in that report. Let me introduce him. Editor of MediaChannel.org, Danny Schechter, joins us from New York. And we have Congressional Defense Policy Advisor Frederick Peterson, who joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Danny Schechter, let me start with you. The European response, they had a meeting in Brussels last week, a nine-member team sent to the U.S. to seek answers. Are they going to get it?
Well, you know, they're going to hear what our papers, newspapers have been saying, which is namely that they do it too. Therefore, what's the big deal? Why are they even complaining about this? Mr. Clapper went before Congress quoting from the movie Casablanca, where a French official says, oh, there's gambling going on here, as if it was a big surprise. And so the American position here seems to be to minimize these concerns, to denigrate them, to make fun of them, and to ridicule them. And we'll see what happens when they're confronted directly by officials from these countries. I think we're going to have more of a confrontation on this issue than Washington realizes.
Frederick Peterson, you know, just trying to figure out the whole thing, the barrage of these spying that's come out in terms of the different countries involved. Of course, we can attribute it to Edward Snowden and the leaks. But the way that the European leaders are reacting to it based on the revelations, does that surprise you that it's been very proactive from what it appears anyways of them going after it, like this delegation from the EU, like Angela Merkel's delegation also going to the U.S. to seek answers?
No, it should not be surprising at all, and yet there is an element of theater to all of this. When revelations such as this become public, when things that all sides know happen sub rosa become a matter of the public debate, then there is a necessity to act and to respond, to placate one's own political constituency, and also to achieve other national ends and advantage for one's country or region in the international political arena. This is not really surprising that there is a reaction to this, but we must define what this is first. And it should be noted that all sides know that there is intelligence services, every country has them, that serve the interests of their sovereign and the interests of their nation, which are not always the same. And it is important that the trust between allies be maintained so that they may share information in confronting what they perceive of as a common threat or an enemy, you might say. But when that is breached publicly, a reaction must be taken. That reaction is being taken right now. And it remains to be seen how much of this will be theater and how much of this will be substance.
Very well. Very well chosen words there. Danny
Can I
Secretary,
jump
you have
in
a
here for a
Go
second?
Ahead.
Yeah, excuse me. You're assuming that because the U.S. government intelligence agencies say that what they're doing is in the national interest, therefore, it is in the national interest. They are defining the national interest here, and they are abusing the rights of privacy and the rights of American citizens, not just people in Europe, who are also upset. There were protests in Washington last Saturday. And just this afternoon, the Washington Post has a big story about U.S. collusion with Google and Yahoo and other various firms that are providing access to their data to these agencies after all the customers of these companies have signed privacy agreements, assuming that their rights are going to be protected, and in fact, these companies are not protecting them. So it's not just about governments and leaders. This is about the rights of citizens.
Frederick Peterson, your reaction.
Well, I'm making no such assertion whatsoever. And you must listen to the words here, as well as the music that you'd like to play on this. And you might find in listening to the words that we have a lot in common, that I believe that there are certainly cases that can be most disturbing and invasions of privacy that are going on now that have not gone on before. In fact, they're utterly unprecedented. They're wrought by new technologies, as well as what I said in my previous remark, the will of the sovereign. In other words, the national authority is taking a different direction, is, I believe, misusing some of the services that are at his will and under his authority. However, that is not to say that there is not a legitimate use of intelligence services in order to achieve legitimate ends. What we have is a case of measuring the character of the sovereign, whether truth is being told to the people whom that sovereign serves, and the ultimate good faith and will of the policy. I think there may be a failing here.
How can we know that?
And yet, that is not to undermine.
I mean,
you'd have to be consummately naive to think that there is not, you have to be consummately naive not to think that there are, in fact, legitimate purposes for an intelligence service to preserve, protect, and defend the people which those services are supposed to at their best serve.
Go ahead, Danny Schechter.
Well, when those intelligence agencies are intelligent, you can make that argument. But when they are abusing the rights of people and acting without oversight, I think that's not very intelligent.
Frederick Peterson, you talked about trust. Angela Merkel's
well,
phone.
They're acting. A more disturbing point would be if they are acting with oversight. That should concern you. if they are acting in a way unprecedented.
True, true, I agree with you.
Specific direction and authority from the sovereign, that is what should concern us both very dramatically.
I am concerned
it's
about
certainly
that.
Certainly concerning
when you hear
Europe
a congressman like John
concerning
Conyers.
Concerning her other allies.
Go ahead, Danny Schechter.
You know, it's very interesting how the German government or somebody high up in the German government used the phrase referring to the American embassy in Berlin, called it a nest of spies. And the reason that was interesting to me is because I don't know if you saw the movie Argo or remember the crisis in Iran, but the Iranian people called the American embassy then a nest of spies, and they were right. There was all this intelligence gathering information, including phone surveillance, going on in that embassy, which is one of the reasons why the people in Iran invaded it. And it seems to me that, you know, we have to recognize when I speak of oversight, I mean that the congressional committees do not have very effective oversight. It's interesting, isn't it, that the defenders of these policies are coming from people like John Boehner, who is part of a whole action to try to stop the government of the United States just a few weeks ago. Now he's saying, oh, the government has, you know, the duty to do all this. Hey, he wanted to shut the government down.
Yeah, it's called the den of spies. But Frederick Peterson replied to Danny Schechter there.
Well, once again, we must define what all of this is or what we're specifically talking about. The intelligence services are a tool. They do not operate, nor should they operate, independently. If they do and are exceeding their authority or their direction, there certainly should be identification of who gave the orders, how those orders exceeded the rightful authority they have, and there should be prosecutions, convictions, and long sentences meted out. But I will say that they are, at the end of the day, a tool of the sovereign, of the authority at the top, not mid-level or low-level mismanagement, although or misdirection, as occurs from time to time. I am saying if this is an error, the orders came from the top. And the disturbing, the truly larger capital letter disturbing thing is if there was that incompetence at the top or ignorance at the top that allowed this to go on and exceed its authority. It is almost worse than that if that incompetence or ignorance was not the case and there was actual direction from the top events.
You know very well someone.
What I'm saying is the tool, don't throw out the tool. Don't throw out the tool. Throw out the user of the tool who misuses it.
Danny Schechter.
Yeah, but remember not that long ago, we had a president by the name of Ronald Reagan, okay, who claimed he never knew anything about the Contra-Iran story when he was totally implicated in it. And of course, some people did go to jail in that case. Here, Obama is using the same defense as Reagan, saying he didn't know anything about it, but until recently. But obviously, he did know about it. But the problem is that the agencies of government in the Congress that are charged with investigating, being a check and balance on these operations, being in a position of oversight, are not being given access and are being given deceptive information. And that seems to be the case. That's why there's a new bill called the American Freedom Act that's being proposed to limit the power of the NSA, because all of this is giving our country a black eye.
Frederick Peterson, you talk about orders coming from the top, and you talked about how this should be a tool. And you put into question whether, if it was orders coming from the top, that there was incompetence there. Am I to draw a conclusion that you're referring to U.S. President Barack Obama, in a sense, not being aware or not being informed of the extent of this spying program, of which the Director of National Intelligence, Ace Clapper, has said that he was fully aware of this?
That's right.
Well, you know, of course he was aware of it, but
contradiction
there's a plausible deniability.
Himself has said. And he...
Go ahead, Frederick Peterson. Danny Schacht, I'll come to you. Go ahead. Frederick Peterson.
The point that I was trying to make is that Clapper was directly contradicting statements from the president denying any knowledge that this was going on, but it is not the first time that this president has denied any knowledge of what is going on directly under his authority in policy to do with the IRS, to do with spying on Americans at home, to do with Fast and Furious, to do with Obamacare. He is utterly, if you listen to him, utterly uninformed of anything and not responsible for anything adverse that goes on with his administration. And yet it has been directly contradicted by the head of the NSA himself, rather surprisingly, who came out and contradicted his boss, the president himself. I'm waiting to see when the other shoe falls and Clapper is on the street in an unemployment line because he actually contradicted top authority.
Go ahead, Danny Schacht.
But more disturbing than the president's lack of knowledge
Barack Obama
or
all
potential
you want.
Incompetence
you can make the case
is his...
against Obama as much as you want. But
you're not dealing with a
very important question.
Not the
Why
truth?
Are they doing this?
Is this not
Why
the
are
truth?
They doing this when it's so clear that it's a ridiculous practice? Yes, it's not the truth. You know, you're taking two and two and getting six. Okay?
Once
you
again.
Know, you want to smear Obama. That's your right. That's
no,
your right to
again.
Do. But the problem here is not just Obama. There's a system here.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the top Republican leaders who have attacked Obama are supporting him on this.
Frederick Peterson, go ahead.
Apparently I'm attacking the Republicans as well. I am stating facts. You are not, you are the one that is spewing out opinions on this. What I am stating is facts. The president has denied it. His NSA head has directly contradicted him. If you don't like where that leads, the problem is not in the phrasing of the issue. The phrasing, the
let's
problem
talk
is
about
in
facts.
Your
let's
refusal
talk about
to
facts. Excuse
acknowledge
me.
The facts.
Let's talk about facts.
Either the president
Here's the fact.
Is in charge.
Here's the New York Times today. Today's New York Times. And what does it say? It says Mr. Clapper said top level officials knew of it. But he doesn't blame the president per se. You're implying that he does. I mean, I have no... I think Clapper has been deceiving everybody, including the American people. I'm not supporting him at all. But you're turning this into a partisan political issue when it's a much deeper issue about the privacy and the rights of American citizens. It's not a partisan issue to just bash Obama with. We have to figure out why is our government doing this,
let me
and
ask
how can
you
we get
yes
our government
or a
to
no
stop doing
answer.
It?
Let me ask you a yes or
well,
a no question.
Do you
question.
Really want to ask me
Did
anything?
Clapper's
because
testimony
you say I'm just spewing. If I'm just spewing, why would you ask me anything?
Or not? It's a yes or a no answer.
I personally
it's
believe.
Fact. It's
I
like
personally believe.
It's check the box
I,
A.
Wait a
or
second.
Check the box
you,
B.
You know facts. Look, your facts and my facts might be different. Okay, but. You insist that your facts are the true facts. Of course you do. Every ideologue does that.
Facts.
They take the position that they know the truth and no one else has any right to say anything. When I say something, you say I'm spewing. When in fact I'm offering an analysis.
Yeah, and people
of
like
all
you
of
make
this.
It
I'm
up
not
as you go
part
along
of any kind
to fit into
defense.
An ideology. You make it up as
people
you go
like
along
me,
to fit
you're
into
the one
a,
who accused me of spewing. But listen,
I am looking at
listen.
Facts.
Listen,
not
I don't have an ideology
facts.
Here.
They're not Democrat
I'm saying this
facts.
Is...
They're true facts.
Okay, let's take these true facts and talk
really?
About the role of the corporations here as well, of Google, of Yahoo, and other data miners.
Oh, here we go.
What are their responsibilities? To protect their
the
customers. I'm a customer of Google. I signed a privacy agreement.
Frederick Peterson, please answer that
Shouldn't
question.
Shouldn't they honor it?
Please answer that question, Frederick.
Change your contract or change your provider.
Okay, well, we got
to
who?
I'll go from Google to Yahoo. Yahoo's doing the same thing.
Please?
They're all doing it. That's the problem here. It's not ideological.
Own company.
It's really frightening.
How about
this
that?
This is frightening.
Start your
start
own company.
Start my own company? If you fund it, I'll start it.
Start your own
I'll
company
start it
and
if
don't
you
be
fund
afraid.
It.
Okay, I mean,
I'll try not to be.
Why don't you go out and raise capital and fund it?
All right, let's move on. Obviously,
but
we're not getting anywhere
business.
With us.
I'm a journalist. I'm not a lobbyist or a member of some sort of think tank, think tank in Washington that has a point of view. I'm a propagandist?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let me try to squeeze in.
Use what word terms you use. And you,
no,
sir,
you're
are not the arbiter of
for
facts.
A particular
everybody
ideological orientation.
What is it? What is the ideology? Is it Islam? Is it communism? Is it terrorism? Is it the Tea Party? What is it? What's the ideology? I'm talking about privacy and the rights of American citizens. That's not an ideology.
Is gravity a fact or is it an opinion? Is gravity a fact or is it an opinion?
I think it's... Are we going to have a scientific seminar here about gravity? Go see the movie and you find out
tough
yourself.
Tough question,
okay?
I know.
Of course it's a fact.
A tough question.
Of course it's a fact. Look, you're throwing
then
out
there are
all
facts.
Sorts of points to divert the conversation and distract the conversation from the reality here.
We're making
people's
progress.
Rights,
if you will
people's rights
the fact
are being invaded.
That objective fact exists, we're making progress.
Okay, unfortunately,
I mean, that's actual progress.
I'm going to jump in because I just have 30 seconds left here, and I'd like to find out from you, Danny Schechter. Final question in 30 seconds. Europe says that it's going to damage the cooperation from Europe in terms of this war on terror or counterterrorism. How so?
Well, I think the Europeans are talking about sanctions against the United States. Ordinary Europeans are angry with the United States. It's having a political effect, without question.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Heated debate there. Editor of MediaChannel.org, Danny Schechter, talking to us from New York. And thank you very much, Congressional Defense Policy Advisor Frederick Peterson, who spoke to us from Washington. And from Mika Vatar, my entire team here in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.